The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for It's Your Money with certified public accountant and debt elimination counselor Nick Simonick. Simonick & Associates accounting firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning, business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. Nick's personal passion is to help average everyday people just like you become financially independent by applying biblical principles to debt elimination and wealth accumulation, by walking through the process of exchanging their indebtedness with savings. And now, here's Nick Simonick.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the show. I'm glad you're here today. And Roger, I took a vacation day last week.
That's right. And hope you had some great time. We were able to give the listeners of It's Your Money a best of, and we're, of course, encouraged by it. And today's a big day, Nick.
I know.
Now, if you're listening on Monday, now if it's Saturday, you're hearing the encore on 100.3 The Biz. But today is the eclipse day.
Yeah. If you're listening Saturday on the encore, you can look up without sunglasses.
But if it's Monday, you're not supposed to look directly at the eclipse because it can cause permanent vision loss.
And Roger has these neat glasses that I can't see anything from. When he shines his flashlight from his phone on me, I see like a little moon.
Yeah,
just a dot.
Yeah, these are the official, what are they, the IO something or the others. Where are they?
Where'd you get those, Raj?
iOS 12312-2 glasses.
That's what I was going to say.
NASA approved. My wife ordered them on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
She got How much are they?
I think she paid like 10 bucks a piece. Wow. She got one for everybody in the family. And then we have cloudiness today.
Yeah, go figure.
Go figure, yeah.
Whoever produced those glasses made a gazillion dollars this year.
I know, because they're really flimsy.
I know.
These are not worth $10 under normal circumstances that you pay $10 for.
You're paying for the lens because those are paper.
Yeah.
But it's like going to the theater and watching through 3D. But anyhow, yeah, it should be here about 2:42.
Well, downstairs, our receptionist, Angie, said she saw a little bit of it already start to crest.
Yeah.
So I went out there, looked up, and there were clouds, so we couldn't see it at that point. But she said that it's already beginning to, you know, do its thing.
When I was walking in, Angie let me use her glasses, and I saw.
You did see it?
Yeah, the little corner.
All right.
It's going to happen, though.
Okay.
And, you know.
I'm waiting for it to get real dark so I can say the apocalypse is nigh. Lo and behold.
Look yonder. Yonder's the apocalypse.
And they say all the animals freak out because they think it's nighttime.
Well, you know, why would they freak? I mean, it's like 2 minutes of darkness.
They think, what in the world happened? Did I wake up out of a bad dream?
Back in the 70s, they had an eclipse through the United States that came in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all set. They had a rooster on this television station. They had a rooster outside to see if the rooster would crow.
Uh-huh.
Or if the rooster would, perch itself, what it would do. I never did find out what it did. But they wanted to see how the animals go crazy.
Yeah.
Well, folks, our quote of the week this week, to start your week, since it's Monday. Every day God thinks of you. Every hour God looks after you. Every minute God cares for you, because every second God loves you. So just keep that in mind, folks, for this week. Might cheer you up in the dark spaces like the eclipse.
The eclipse.
You know, they say, I heard a statistic, Roger, that American businesses are going to lose over $700 million in lost productivity because this eclipse went across the U.S.
I thought about that because, you know, from the employer's perspective, he's paying salaries either hourly or, you know, or a salaried employee is, you know, all on the clock. But they stop working and they're looking at television or whatever it might be, or gone outside. Meanwhile, you know, poor boss is just, you know, writing out those paychecks yeah. for work that's not being done.
On my way here, I saw in front of a couple of office buildings, people with those funny glasses right. on.
Now, if you are the industrious type mm-hmm. and you want to be fair to your boss, but you still want to see the eclipse, yeah. I'm not quite sure, you know, how you look at this, Nick, as an employer yourself, but the least you could do is to put in some extra time after work or come in early tomorrow or a little yeah. bit early for the rest of the week and stay a little after the week, to be fair.
Make up for it.
Yeah.
That's right. And because a lot of people are going to spend an hour waiting for it to totally come to fruition.
Right.
And I thought, you know, I saw the path going across South Carolina and I didn't realize, hey, you know, the sun and the moon are big objects. I thought, oh, it's not going to cross us, so we're not going to see anything. But we're in the 80 to 90% range.
Yeah, I saw on television this morning that Miami is 80%, and we're closer to
90.
You know, we're closer to 90. So, yeah, we're going to, you know, see a little bit of it, we think, provided the skies clear up a little bit. So we'll see.
If they don't clear up and it gets dark, we'll know it hit.
Well, in the meantime, we're talking about money this hour. Yeah. And if you've got any financial question at all, Nick is here to give you some free financial insights from his many years of experience as a certified public accountant. And he also has certification and training and certifying other CPAs. So you're dealing with a top-notch guy, if you don't mind me saying so, Nick. And the number is 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And our producer will be happy to take your call and let us know that you're standing by with the question for Nick. And maybe you've got a question that can stump Nick.
Sometimes that happens.
Very rarely, though, and usually you have the answer by the end of the program or by next Monday, we're sure.
Yeah, because I have a staff of people, so they say the sign of a good accountant is not knowing everything, but knowing where to go to get it.
Exactly. The people that whose salaries you pay, they know.
Amen. It's like one issue that we might get a chance to talk about today, depending on how the rest of the day goes, because I want to finish up on, you know, issues that you can, or things you can do in a budget to save money. Money saving tips, basically, for your budget. I wanted to finish that up today. And if we have a chance, get into something else. And this something else entails there's a tax break that phased out at the end of 2016. We don't know if they reinstated it or not. So I've got my tax partner, Joanne, looking it up for me as we speak. So we'll see.
Okay.
She's supposed to text it to me.
All right.
But in the meantime, we're saying, folks, you know, there are ways you can save money and you can establish and stick to a budget. A budget takes discipline and it takes focus and it takes, okay, I really want to save money. Okay, I really want to get out of debt. Okay, I really want to be free the rest of my life from the wages of debt. And one thing I wanted to start off with today, I don't know if we mentioned it last time, but it bears repeating. Avoid the mall. You know, window shopping on a budget is tough to do because you're tempted. You're going through the mall and you're just window shopping. One time we were at a hotel and I had to go see clients. Millie, I left her in the hotel and I went to check out the next day and the lady says, you've got $200 and change charged on the gift shop. I said, the gift shop? Because I asked Millie, what did you do all day? She said, oh, I went browsing. I said, that's expensive browsing. So you get tempted by looking.
Yeah.
So don't look. Master the 10-second rule. Now, we talked about the 30-day rule on buying major assets. 10-second rule is where you go to the grocery store and, you know, I'm notorious for this and I've got to repent. And that is I go to the grocery store and I put stuff in the cart that I didn't come for. Millie gives me a list of three things and I come with a whole basket.
It's a habit you developed when you were 7.
Yeah.
And they say that all men are basically 12-year-olds trapped in a grown man's body.
I'm there.
So that's what little kids do a lot. And I guess I'm guilty, depending what your thing is, you know.
When you go up to the checkout, just look at in the cart and see, what did I really not need that I bought?
I'm getting better, but I used to have an issue with, you know, passing up Bluebell ice cream.
Oh.
When it's buy one, get one free. But I've been doing better lately.
That's awesome. You know, They have the 30-second rule, but okay. We'll go there.
Well, that's different. Anyway, if you have a question for Nick this afternoon, feel free to call in at 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. We'll be back with more of It's Your Money coming up in just a few. For your professional financial services needs, Seminick & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we may be selling. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Seminick & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040, or online at Seminick.net.
It's Your Money with Nick Seminick is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479. John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issue suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days to make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM, or uninsured motorist, on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking.
Welcome back to It's Your Money. This is Nick Seminick, and Roger's just coming in from... He forgot his glasses, folks.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay, you didn't have my mic on. Yeah, there's another set downstairs at the front.
Oh, okay.
I've been running down to the parking lot for two reasons. One, it's good exercise, and I need it. And then secondly, I want to give, you know, our listeners...
A blow-by-blow.
Yeah, of what's happening with the eclipse.
So what's happening?
So that they don't have to.
That's good.
So,
you're thinking of the listeners. It's all about
exactly.
Them.
Exactly. So that's what I'm doing, yeah.
So what's happening?
Sadly, I can see the brightness of the sun trying to beam through the lights, but the clouds, but it's just way too cloudy to make out any distinction.
Oh, man.
Now, right now, it's pretty much total eclipse over St. Louis.
Really?
So anything we would be able to see if it weren't so cloudy in the area would be just very minimal right now.
Oh, okay. But, so we've got some time to go yet.
Yeah, by roughly in half an hour or so, it should be as close to as full as we're going to get, 90% in our area, but we're looking about another 30 minutes.
Wow. So, folks, hang on to your hat. Roger's going to continue to update you on the eclipse.
Yeah.
This is amazing. We're doing the program during the eclipse.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime shot, Roger.
Exactly. This is like once every 99 years this happens.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
That's a long time.
Yes. Anyway, if you got a question for Nick this afternoon, feel free to call in at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. Any money question at all?
At all. Now, please note, folks, that I'm a CPA, and what I do is give advice, and people pay me for advice, but you get it for free today.
Only between the hours of two o'clock and 3.
That's right.
On Mondays.
On Mondays.
Rest of the time, the meter's running. Just like a taxi cab.
Amen. Now, another thing that's become really beneficial for a lot of people is renting out unused space in your home. You know, if you only have, there's two ways to eliminate debt: increase intake and decrease outgo, or a combination of both. So if you've got a spare bedroom, you can do that Airbnb thing and rent it out to couples who are passing through Jacksonville and going to St. Augustine on vacation or something like that. In fact, I have a client that does that on a regular basis.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Millie, during the Jaguars, or not Jaguars, but during the Super Bowl, when the Super Bowl was in Jax, we could have rented out our house for the week for like $25,000.
And you didn't do it.
No, Millie refused to let strange people in our house.
That's right.
I was willing to go
now, would
stay
you,
with the kids.
So you would have moved out. You wouldn't have just stayed there and let them have the
They'd
second
have had
bedroom.
The whole house.
The whole house for $25,000.
Yeah.
You had someone lined up and everything, but Miss Millie said, no way.
No way. So, but you can do it on a room-by-room basis. In fact, my daughter, to help herself out, her house, she has an extra bedroom, and she's going to be renting it out to a relative. So that's a good thing. Extra cash. Okay. Now, another thing you can do, folks, in order to track your success is create a visual reminder of your debt. In other words, do a sliding scale on your debt and mark it off each month what you paid down. And that way you can see visually yourself eliminating your debt.
And there's software that can do that for you, I understand, right?
Probably. Yeah, in fact, there is. There's an email or website. Go to www.thesimpledollar.com, and they have a link to a visual reminder you can use.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel magazine subscriptions is another thing. You know, people say, people have a subscription, let's say, to Better Homes and Gardens, and they don't have the money to make the home better, so why subscribe to it? Now, this is a neat one, Raj. For folks with younger children, you know how expensive babysitting is, and you know that it's important for husbands and wives to have date night on a regular basis. So if you have young children, a babysitter can be expensive, but what if your neighbor has young children also, and they need a date night, you can swap date nights and swap babysitting and do it for free, which will save you a lot of money. Go through your clothes, all of them. I've got two closets full of clothes, and sometimes, actually three, and sometimes I don't know what clothes I have. And if you go to the back of your closet and bring everything to the front, you got a brand new wardrobe instead of buying stuff.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Because the tendency would be to grab whichever's closest to the door. But you've got stuff way back there you haven't worn in 2 years.
Yeah.
So just swap it around. It's like having a brand new wardrobe. That's neat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we talked about this last time, but brown bag your lunch. I do that a lot. You know, the leftovers from the prior day. And sometimes I don't eat a whole lot for lunch anyhow. And then another tip for you, if you own a house or if you're renting and you fix up things, fix them up yourself. You can only do so much, though. If I get into plumbing, I'll fix one leak and another one will start.
No, that happened with me with the licensed plumber.
Really?
Yeah, they came to fix one problem and created a bigger one. Had to get
That's
a new plumber
terrible.
And end up spending a ton of money. Wow.
You know, that can add up, especially the plumbing. I think plumbers charge almost as much as accountants per hour.
Well, the guy I used didn't know what he was doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. Send them back. Keep an idea notebook in your pocket. This is really neat. If you know, a lot of times you spend a lot of time and money because you've forgotten some of your best ideas. And what I've done, instead of keeping an idea notebook, what I do is I have a little recorder, audio recorder. And when I get an idea, I speak it into the recorder. But you'd be surprised how many ideas go by the wayside because you don't remember them. And then I'll give you an example. When I was in college, and this is many, many moons ago, I was bored with the instructor. This was up in New York, and I was doodling on my pad, and I came up with an idea for a ratchet screwdriver because I used to work on my own cars.
Had you had that patented, you wouldn't be here with me right now. You'd be rich.
I drew out a ratchet screwdriver. This is when all they had was ratchet wrenches, and I said, I'm tired of trying to find the slot for the screwdriver to turn it another quarter of a turn. And so I came up with the idea, but I never did anything with it. Roger, you and I'd be sitting in the islands.
Right, I know now. A guy who literally came up with the whole concept of cloud-based internet storage.
Really?
Not internet storage, file storage.
File storage.
And didn't patent the idea, was trying to sell it to local businesses and stuff like that. Some thought it was a good idea. Some people are leery for anything new and not being done already. And then the next thing you know, all there these major companies are doing everything on the cloud. Had he had that patented, he'd be rich.
I know.
He lives here in Jacksonville, too.
Really?
Yeah, a friend of mine.
He's kicking himself still, right?
I don't know.
Has to be. I would. Also, invest in a deep freezer. You know, you can put a deep freezer in the garage and buy stuff in bulk. Uh-huh. That'll last for months and months. Because if you buy in bulk, you save money. If you even on a small scale, when you go to the grocery store and you buy, let's say, mustard, and you buy the small bottle,
mm-hmm.
right at the bottom on the label, it says how much per ounce, how many cents per ounce. And if you buy the large bottle, you'll notice the cents per ounce drop the larger the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be careful not to buy in bulk just to buy in bulk, because sometimes things spoil.
Yes.
And you paid money. Millie hates throwing things out.
Very often, that's why it was on sale, because the grocery store knows it's going to expire in a couple of months.
Yeah.
So here, buy one, get one free of the large one. Next thing you know, the expiration date kicks in.
2016. You went to the wrong grocery store.
All right.
Another thing is inflate your tires. I went and got my oil changed this morning and told them to check my tire, because if you keep your tires inflated, you can save up to 5% on gas mileage. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
If you spend $2,000 during the year, you're going to save $100 on mileage just by keeping your tires inflated. Start a garden. I like this one. I have a garden. In fact, yesterday I was out in my garden picking green beans, and we had them with our dinner last night.
Oh, interesting.
Which is cool, because Millie's always complaining my garden looks raggedy, but it produces.
Well, I never will forget the time you gave me this big thing of basil that you had grown in your herb garden.
Yeah, and I've got some parsley I can bring you next week if you want.
What a guy.
Anyhow, this is another tip that they put down. Cut your own hair, but be careful. For the ladies, cutting your bangs and trimming the ends. No, my dad, I was 18 years old, and my friend was asked me to be his best man at his wedding. And my dad was getting up there in years, and he started shaking. He used to cut my hair all the time. Well, I let him cut my hair the day of the wedding, and he created a bald spot in my temple. So I used black shoe polish. At the time, my hair was black. So be careful cutting your own hair.
Interesting.
Also, carpool. Carpooling, depending on, where you live, it's like you can save a lot of gas. My daughter works for me, and she lives right across the street. But I leave 2 hours earlier than she does, so
get an extra couple extra hours out of her every day.
Better to get a couple extra hours than to carpool with her and stay there.
Hey, Kim, you coming in work early today? Sure.
Actually, she does save me money on that sometimes.
Good for her.
The home and auto maintenance on a regular schedule is important, because your air filters for your air conditioning, that's the lifeblood of your air conditioning, just like oil is the lifeblood of your car. And you can save a lot of money. Our former air conditioners lasted us 23 years. So that's a long time. And doing your own stuff helps, as long as you know how to do it.
Okay. Well, you're listening to It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Simonick. We also are keeping an eye on the eclipse for you. It should peak in our area at about 2:47, and they say it can already be seen in Jacksonville above the clouds. The beaches are seeing it the best. I'll take another peek real quick so that you won't have to. Call us if you have any money questions at 904-222-8255. This is It's Your Money. The end is nigh. No, I'm teasing. We are in the midst of this cool eclipse, but unfortunately, the clouds are covering it. We can't really see it. You know, which may be a blessing in disguise, because there may be some kid out there who didn't get the memo saying don't look directly at it, and the clouds may be protecting that poor guy's eyes.
Yeah.
Because it's not good to look directly at an eclipse, because it can cause permanent, you know, ocular damage. They call it eye damage, and people lose, you know, partial vision for life for staring at the eclipse without the proper glasses like I've got.
Like you've got.
Right, but I've been going down during the breaks, taking a look at the sky, and I don't see anything yet. I'm getting text alerts saying that if we didn't have the cloud cover, we would be able to start to see the beginnings of it.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, the cloud cover is making that impossible right now. I think the best that we can hope for at this point is that probably within the next 15 or so minutes, it's going to get really, really dark.
Wow.
Because the cloud cover is already blocking, you know, most of the sunlight, and then we'll have the moon blocking 90% of the sunlight anyway on top of that. So
you can go on the internet and find a place to watch the solar eclipse on the internet too.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Raj, I didn't tell you what happened. My 8th grade reunion last week. That's where I was.
Yeah, you were in Ohio.
Uh-huh. Cleveland. And it was amazing. We had 64 people at the reunion. Now, not all of them were our 8th graders. A lot of them were spouses, and my two sisters wanted to go because they had friends who were in my class. So it's really amazing. Anyhow, then I met with the guy who saved my life in Vietnam 49 years ago. That's a story. Mm. We don't have time for it today, folks. But tune in next week, and I'll give you the rundown on how this guy saved my life, and it'll be interesting. And any of you Vietnam veterans, I know some guys really still have a problem with talking about it. Other guys don't.
That's understandable. Real traumatic to be in war. You know,
yeah.
It's not pretty.
I had a problem for a couple of years after I got out of Nam, but then one night, right after I gave my heart to the Lord, Millie and I were sleeping at my mother's house in Cleveland. And I dreamt that the Viet Cong were attacking our church, and we ran out of ammunition and went to hand-to-hand combat, and I woke up to screams. I had Millie around the neck.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So, that was the last nightmare I had.
So she cast it.
she cured me. Good old Mama Millie.
Yeah. You know, my grandmother's youngest brother was served in Korea.
Uh-huh.
And he was suffered from PTSD his entire life after coming back. And he was there like 18, 19 years old and lived to, I think, in his 90s. So most of his life, you know,
man,
PTSD, which is really
hard.
Debilitating, you know?
Yeah, they used to call us crazy. Now they've got a name for it. So it's crazy. Anyhow, we're talking about tips to keep you on budget, folks. And if you have any particular tip you want to share with us that we're not covering, give us a call. Roger, where are they going to call?
The number is 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. Any financial question you may have at all, feel free to put Nick to try to stump him. He actually wants to help people, you know, so most of the time Nick knows how to help you. So regardless of what it is, maybe you're trying to get out of debt and you've got this major bill or got debt, you know, creditors calling you up, or maybe you've got a vision of starting a business or a nonprofit organization and you want to know where to start.
Yeah.
How to do it right. You know, how many members of your board should you have? Can you pay your board members? Things of these natures, Nick can help you with.
Exactly. Now, another tip for you folks, a lot of people have student loans, and student loans just don't go away. There's only very rare circumstances that you can get rid of a student loan, but most of the time you're stuck with it. And some people have two or three. might be a good idea to consolidate them, because even if you got a $10,000 student loan and you reduce it, the interest by 1%, you're going to save $100 a year in interest, and interest adds up. Also, when buying a car, buy used. Don't buy new. New car depreciates fast. As soon as you drive it out the lot, it's no longer new, and it becomes a used vehicle, and the prices go down.
And there are people out there who always want to have a brand spanking new car, so it's not necessarily outside the realm of possibility to find a car that's got low mileage on it.
Right.
Just because someone wants to have the newest, you know, car that's available.
Exactly. The last car I bought, it had, I think it was 27,000 miles on it, and it was 3 years old. When I bought it, they gave me a new car warranty up to 77,000 miles. So it's got 40,000 on it now. I just took it in, like I said before, this morning, got an oil change, tires rotated, $0. It's great to have. And that's on a used car.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find those deals out there. And, you know, one time in our lives did we buy a new car, and that was because it was on the showroom, a leftover from the prior year. We got a $4,000 rebate from the factory, and it was the last day of the year. They had to get rid of it, and it was cheaper than two-year-old cars in the lot, the same model and make.
Yeah. So in that case, it makes sense.
Yeah. Only in rare cases.
And in some cases, also people getting cars financed, the credit unions and banks will give you a better interest rate.
Right.
If you get a brand new car.
Yeah, a lot of times people can get zero interest on new cars. And if you find a deal like that where you're getting a factory rebate and all of that good stuff, and you're paying zero interest, so be it. Another hot topic is the library. A library card's free, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the library and rent CDs and rent movies.
That's right. Movies, everything is available at the library. Not just books that you probably will never read, but you can rent movies from the library.
And now, I hope Millie's not listening, because she's been wanting me to cancel our newspaper because it's gotten too expensive. But the library, you can pick up the newspaper and read it at the library. And I've got a library down the street from the office.
Yeah. It's a matter of convenience, whether or not, you know, it's near where you live, and do you want to read it there at the library?
Exactly. And don't try and steal it, folks. They'll catch you, bust you. Anyhow, be careful. Yeah, with that, you can check out a lot of books too at the library. It's really good. Instead of subscribing to Book of the Month Club, another thing you need to remember is don't speed. Not only does it cost more in gas, it costs more in tickets.
Yeah.
It does. And you got to be careful with speeding, because it can cost you like $175.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Plus, you're putting, you know, others at risk. Okay, looks like we have a call on the line right now. We've got Minda. Hi there. You got a question for Nick this afternoon?
Yes, I do, and thanks for taking my call. My question is, I just received the tax notices for the increase in the taxes on my rental property, and it has really went off the chain.
Oh, wow.
And I think there is a company out there that will take up your case for each rental property and fight the taxes for you, and you pay them a percentage.
That's,
is that not true?
That's correct. I did that on my office building in my home. They do an audit of the property tax, and on my home, let's see, they reduced it about 1/4. And,
wow.
And, the office building, they reduced it by, close to 1/4. So, I'm trying to remember
the
I'm glad you asked. wait a second. Let
He's
me
digging
see
it up now as we speak.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. If not, you can call my office. Tomorrow, I'll be in the office. Call the office and ask for me, and I'll have it at my fingertips at the office. My number is 928-1040, area code 904.
I'll do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love your show.
Thank you, dear. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Minda. What's the typical person's liability on their property taxes? How much would something like this save them in dollars? Average person.
Average person, let's say, if they, depending on the situation, depending on the size of the house and all, you can save $300 to $500. And the thing is they don't jack them up right away after that, because they know that you've got you've got someone batting for you,
right?
And the appraiser isn't going to be quick to jack it up like hers just got jacked.
So you'll look at probably saving $300 to $400 over a period of years.
Yeah.
So multiply that out; it could be thousands.
Exactly, because my property taxes at the office—they're going to be audited again this year because it just creeped up.
Right. So over, say, an office building comparable to your size office, could it be in the tens of thousands over the period of years, or not quite that high?
It could be close to $10,000 over a period of 3 years.
Okay. It's Your Money with Nick Semenik is on. If you've got a question, feel free to call in at 904-222-8255. He'll be happy to answer it. Looks like the eclipse is going to peak in another 3 minutes. I'm going to run into the parking lot so that you don't have to, and we'll be back with more of It's Your Money coming up.
It's getting dark out, Rod.
For your professional financial services needs, Semenik & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially, except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we maybe sell. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Semenik & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040, or online at Semenik.net.
It's Your Money with Nick Semenik is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479. John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issue suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days to make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM, or uninsured motorist, on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking.
And welcome back, folks. Rogers is about to give us an update when he gets back up here. He's really having a good time with this eclipse. There you are, Rog. What happened?
Okay, good news.
Good news.
We were able to see the eclipse.
Really?
Yeah. And I took a picture of it for you.
Where is it?
in my phone. So I was able to do this through the glasses because it's not a good thing, but it's so cloudy right now. But nonetheless, yeah, there's a big hoopla going on in the parking lot right now.
Everybody's off of work at this moment except you and me.
Yeah.
Don't go away. Let me see this. Yeah. Hey, folks. We made history. Roger has a picture.
You can
of
see it better eclipse. with the glasses.
Yep, but I see it already.
Yes.
Okay. So is this it? Is this the peak, Rog?
47. Yeah, we're pretty much at 90% right now.
Oh gosh,
this
it's
is
not
pretty
as dark as I wanted it to be.
You wanted it to be completely dark.
Yeah, and I'm watching NASA's report in Charleston,
mm-hmm.
and it's dark there.
Yeah,
man, they. That's interesting.
Yeah.
99 more years and we can see it again.
Exactly. You know,
stick around.
You didn't miss the only one. Just wait a couple, you know, about 100 years and then you look at it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And while I was down there, friend of mine who we went to high school together with, and I don't remember Terry from high school. You remember me, Terry? She doesn't remember me either. Okay, but
Terry.
we were at the same high school.
How did you know if neither of you remembered each other?
She, how did we figure this out? Can we put the mic on? She happens to be, and the only reason why I'm saying this is okay, I figured you'd be all right with it. She's an accountant as well.
Good afternoon. I was here 7 years ago for medical attention for my husband. Happened to find I loved a promise on the dial and went online. Saw this dude, his picture, and so I sent him an email. I'm like, hey, I'm from the Virgin Islands, and I'm enjoying your station. He emails me back. Coincidental, I used to live in the Virgin Islands, and then we found out we had a DJ in common that we knew, and that's how the relationship started.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, went to the same high school. We're there at the same time, but we didn't know each other. We knew some of the same people.
That's awesome.
So when she comes to the States, she brings me yummy stuff from the Caribbean, like this. This is something with passion fruit and mango in it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got to share, Raj.
Okay. We can do that. But if you have a question, you know, you have two experts here with us right now.
That's right.
For the remainder of the program, 904-222-8255 is the
got
number.
An be official... careful, Nick. Roger really likes his mango.
We've got an official Virgin Islands accountant on staff today. Today only, folks.
Right.
So if you got a call, give us a call. Anyhow, you know, another thing that people can do, and I just did this last week, ask for fees to be waived. What do I mean by that? I'm glad you asked. For instance, if you buy a car, there's preparation fees. That's bogus. Just say, take those fees off.
And they'll do it if you ask.
Yeah, most of the time.
Okay.
Last week, I signed a lease for some new copiers we're getting in the office, and they had a preparation fee on it. It was only $75, but I said, can you take that off? He said, yeah. So if you don't ask, you don't get.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible says. So make sure that if you're going to buy something or sign a contract for something and there are fees that you don't know what the fees are, they're usually just fees to make more money. They're not really fees for work or doing any work. and then the coupon strategy, that's another thing. Coupons. What you don't want to do is just clip coupons and go to the grocery store and buy stuff with the coupons, because sometimes you're buying the high-end stuff that they have generic that's just as good.
Right. Now, we have an employee at the radio station whose wife is what he calls an extreme couponer.
Really?
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she can come home with like $100-something worth of groceries and spend like $20.
Whoa.
Yeah, she knows she's that good at it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that would work for me.
Now, what they end up doing, though, is they end up stocking up on things a lot that, you know, will not expire, like laundry detergent and, you know, things that are canned.
Right. And if they start to expire, just sell them on eBay.
Well, fortunately, laundry detergent has a good long shelf life.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And do you know, I read an article, honey doesn't spoil. Honey can last 32,000 years and it's still honey.
Interesting.
I never knew that. But so just buy honey. make sure that, you have honey in the yard? Oh, our accountant has honey in the yard at home. Did she bring you? No, she brought you mango.
Mango and passion fruit puree.
Awesome. Also, online bill paying with your bank. Postage is now what? What is postage? 49 cents.
I don't even remember.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's a, almost a half a dollar to mail something. So online bill paying is a good way to go as long as you on secure sites. Make sure you are.
Right.
Now, cancel the cable and satellite channels you don't watch. Now, if we canceled our cable, Millie would be upset because of the news. Right. She's a newsaholic.
And she really likes the live sports, I understand.
Yes, she does.
Bigger football fan than you.
She is. And do you know her New York Giants are playing my Cleveland Browns tonight?
Okay.
Yeah. which one is a... Okay.
Cody likes the Giants.
Giants. Okay.
I already... Your wife is my best friend now.
but... so, plus, if we canceled our cable, I wouldn't have Turner Classic Movies. Millie calls it the Dead People's Channel because everybody on there is dead.
That's terrible.
So, we have to negotiate that one. Cut down on your vacation spending. You know, the best place to take a vacation, Raj? Somewhere near your budget.
And you know what? We are very fortunate living here in Florida. There's a lot to do here that people from all over the world come to do, and we can drive there in an hour and a half.
Dude, watch this. This weekend, my tax partner told me about this. This weekend, I went down to St. Augustine to the fort, and I found out as a disabled vet, I get free entrance to any national park in the world all my life.
I did not know that you can do well.
Or in the United States.
Okay.
Yeah. And so Millie, just until this weekend, because she's a senior, don't tell her I told you that, she only had to pay $10. After this weekend, it goes up to $80. So she got a car, too, and we can bring three adults with us, each one of us, so we can carpool and take a group of people to the national parks.
Charge them and make a profit. No, you
won't. Now you're talking, Raj. My kind of... excuse me. Yeah, we talked about, okay, vacation. Yeah. One of the things that we did, we used to do vacationing is camping out. We did a lot of camping out up in New York, upstate New York. We got to Florida, and the first year we were here, we decided to go camping, and we went camping to the west coast of Florida at this campsite with a little stream running through the campsite. And first of all, I was beating off the mosquitoes to try and put the tent up. And then Sean says, he was just like 4 years old. He said, Dad, look at the snake. There was a water moccasin swimming in the stream. And Millie's like, I don't think we should be here. I said, no, it's cool, baby. And so a couple minutes later, Sean says, Dad, look at that alligator. And Millie said, that's it. That's the last time we went camping in Florida. So we had to find something else inexpensive to do because back then times were hard. Even the birds were walking.
Okay.
So, folks, there are a lot more tips that you can use to save money on a budget. Don't think that you can't do it. Don't think that you've tapped out your resources. You can do it. Also, just to let you know, one of the things I like to do for people is structure a way for them to eliminate their debt in 5 to 7 years, including their home mortgage. And it's possible, I'd say in about 90% of the cases, I could get rid of all their debt in close to 9 years was the longest.
Yeah. Take some discipline on their part to follow the plan, but you can help get them on a budget.
Right. We structure, we call it living debt-free by the word. We structure a budget for people, and we can help people eliminate the debt in their lives and live free. And so we've had a lot of practice at it. So we can do that for you, folks. If you're interested, just give our office a call, 928-1040. We'll be glad to help. We love helping people eliminate the debt in their lives, mm-hmm. especially Christians, because then they have no excuse not to tithe.
Yeah. What's your happiest success story of someone who was like really in over their head and things turned around for them?
This guy had a huge mortgage. He had a small business. We set up a structure for him to get out of debt in 6.5 years. And God blessed his business so much that he was out of debt in 1.5 years.
Okay. It's Your Money. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again with you next Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Hear the Encore Edition on our sister station, 100.3 The Biz, every Saturday at 5 o'clock. And thank you for joining us today for It's Your Money with Nick Simonek.
Thanks for joining us for It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Semenik. Semenik & Associates Accounting Firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning, business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. For professional accounting services or to host a Nick Semenik Living Debt-Free Seminar, call 904-928-1040 or visit SemenikCPA.com.